Hey, good evening. Thanks for having me. So I'll start by saying the neighborhood I grew up in was one of those that was still under construction. There was a lot of empty lots, mostly foundations, a few houses, but it was surrounded by massive sprawling forests. It was the perfect place for my friends and I to have create your own adventures. We'd go fishing, we'd gather resources, we'd build forts, basically everything you do to recreate Lord of the Flies. With TV and film as a big influence in my life, I became a disciple of Gene Roddenberry. Basically, consuming anything Star Trek related, Star Wars, Star whatever, space whatever, I was all about it. The phrase "the final frontier" really echoed to me at that time, and I was living for an experience. I loved jumping into the unknown. I was all about it. I was constantly on the move, waiting and hoping for the next adventure. This was, soon I adopted the mantra that today, even now, habitually lives with me, and that's FOMO, the fear of missing out. Anyone in my family will tell you about that. Basically, missing out on the next adventure is a big issue. Anyway, I'm 11 years old now. I'm in sixth grade. It was 1986. I don't know if you remember that year, but that was a hot year. After working really hard with some friends in my science class, we were allowed to go to this special event in the library, and we were super psyched. We got down there. You were able to skip class for the day. So it was like, ooh, we're all giddy. We're sitting around, and this big TV gets wheeled out on a cart. And they said, oh, we're gonna watch a live broadcast of a NASA crew launching into space. So we gathered around, and our excitement quickly turned to horror as we watched the Space Shuttle Challenger burst into flames. My memory of that is still very raw. The fantasy of fake space was gone. You know, everything I imagined was gone. The reality of real life space travel, kind of kicked in. We were all pretty shook, watching the plumes of smoke and fire, realizing that all the crew members had died instantly. It was pretty upsetting. So I tried to return to my pod upstairs in my classroom through tears and whimpers, trying to explain what had happened. I couldn't do it. I think I even asked my parents to come get me, pick me up from school early. Adventure and space, I see now, had at risk. I can understand now the risks that were there, but I was still determined, to kind of venture into this sort of scary world in the future. Coincidentally and oddly, that same year, the movie Space Camp came out, which is this weird film. This boosted my spirits. It was a weird film about these kids that went on a field trip to Kennedy Space Center. They got to sit inside the ship. I don't know why they would do this, but they tested one of the boosters or something. And then they said, oh, we got to launch them. We got to get, so they launched these kids into space, and they had this incredible adventure. And I dreamed about that film for years, about how could I do that? How could I make that happen for me and my friends? So Christmas 86, my grandfather, a lovely man, his nickname was Mac, like Big Mac. He gave me my first camera. And it was a Kodak disc film camera. I took horrible pictures of ridiculous things. I even remember the first couple of rolls coming back and just being like, what is this mess? But I loved it. And Mac was a super quiet guy, very sweet. He showed up to family events with a deep Alabama accent and a small bell jar of Old Crow whiskey. And he didn't talk much, but later in life, just before his passing, I discovered, to my excited surprise, that he had worked at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab, and he was an engineer. And I'm thinking, could this stuff be hereditary? Like, I don't know. Like, I always loved math and science. And, you know, in my shallow teenage years, in my pursuit of being one of the cool kids, I used to kind of hide that, you know, in class, I would avoid raising my hand and letting the cool kids know that I knew this stuff, you know, and it was really stupid. You know, it's not discussing your joy for polynomials is not something that's going to get you into the cool kids crowd. This was before being a nerd became cool. Anyway, one of Mac's big projects that he worked on was Apollo 17, which, if you don't know, it's the last, it was 1972. It was the last mission to the moon, the last human mission to the moon. I mean, this is amazing stuff. And I didn't know anything about this. He basically built instruments to help the astronauts explore the moon. So anyway, years later, I'm still a big fan of cameras like the one he gave me and still intrigued by space. I've made a career as a documentary filmmaker and camera person. I've worked at Nat Geo for a decade, and I, you know, many of my missions are, you know, observing and filming society, animals, cultures around the planet on lots of different continents, visiting places like Iceland where the rocky lava fields look like the moon surface, high elevation deserts in Chile and Bolivia, where the surface is very similar to that of the Great Plains of Mars. Many of the films I work on take me to distant places, into often unknown circumstances, and I love it. You know, they explore the horror and the terror of the human condition, and I think I'm drawn to these sort of extreme conditions that often I embrace during the shoot, and just sort of figuring things out while you're out there. You kind of just like, you have no idea what's coming. You just kind of figure it out and you're filming what's happening and having to like kind of adjust. Especially when I'm facing like grave danger with big scary animals and very often sometimes big scary humans. But space is still on my radar, and I'm currently working with friends on a film tracing the mysterious efforts of three rocketry enthusiasts from Baltimore that tried to build their own spaceship and fly it to Venus, because why not, I guess they thought. It's really a cool story. But recently a well-known billionaire who will go unnamed, I have signed an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. He started a consumer space travel company to take regular folks like you and I to space in the near future. For many years now, I've been involved in documenting this endeavor and on camera, and the progress of perfecting and testing this spacecraft that would basically make the round trip to and from a suborbital trajectory of the planet. And basically, this is like booking on an online app for a flight or for an airline that takes you to space and back. That's the idea. And I'm thinking, oh, well, this is finally my chance to get into space. But it's probably going to be like $500,000, $1 million a ticket, or something I could never afford. But at some point, I figured, as part of the filming team, the producers are going to ask for volunteers, and you know, to document the experience and film the actual flight from inside the cockpit. And that's when I'm imagining that the FOMO that I have is really going to kick in big time. And I'll then embrace my inner nerd and absolutely raise my hand. So